This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So look, to be clear, it's not like Jay Powell and the Federal Reserve have all the power in this economy right now. But they've got a lot. So when the Fed chair speaks, attention must be paid. Powell gave a speech today at the Brookings Institution in Washington, took some questions afterward. And the two things that struck us were a little newsy, sure, but also kind of, wait, what? Here is tidbit number one.
The time for moderating the pace of rate increases may come as soon as the December meeting.
I'll translate here if you need it. That is Powell saying, without actually using the words, that all other things being equal, the next interest rate increase, which comes in about 2 weeks, is going to be a half a percentage point, not three quarters, as they have been. But he then said this, too.
It will take substantially more evidence to give comfort that inflation is actually declining. And by any standard, inflation remains far too high.
So while it might kind of sort of look like inflation might have peaked, Powell is saying here the Fed is not having it. Inflation's still real and rates are going to stay high. So that's the Fed with some mixed signals. But the central bank's got plenty of company in the mixed signals department in this economy right now. Thank you very much. We got an update on third quarter gross domestic product this morning, revised up to 2.9% growth July through September. That is annualized, of course. And one key reason for that is strong consumer spending, up 0.6% in September, expected to be up even more when we get October's reading tomorrow. On the other hand, the Conference Board reported yesterday that its main consumer confidence index was down again for the second straight month. And the University of Michigan reported the other day that its consumer sentiment gauges have fallen back toward the all-time low that they hit this summer. So, we're spending, but we feel lousy about it? Again, I say, wait, what? Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Consumers say they're bummed that things in the economy are going crummy. Lynn Franco at the Conference Board describes the overall attitude as
cautious, pessimistic about the future in terms of expectations. That's been generally what we see during a recession or prior to a recession.
And yet, even after accounting for inflation, we're still going out and buying more stuff every month. But inflation is changing our behavior, says Joanne Hsu, director of consumer surveys at the University of Michigan.
Even though the aggregate numbers show really strong consumer spending, two-thirds of consumers tell us they have cut back on things with the largest price increases. So they're substituting away to cheaper goods.
Also, as inflation and higher interest rates bite, there's been a shift in who can afford to keep spending it up, says Kayla Brune at Morning Consult.
It's a very different story when you look at different income groups.
Brune says it's largely the $100,000 plus set that's fueling higher spending on big ticket consumer items and travel.
Higher income groups did manage to accumulate more savings during the pandemic, have higher incomes to begin with, so are less affected by inflation.
By contrast, for households earning $50,000 or less,
that group, we actually see declining spending in real terms, you know, after accounting for inflation and a lot more price sensitivity, more walking away from purchases they don't feel they can afford.
One thing above all is keeping consumers' wallets open at every income level. And that's the strong job market, says the University of Michigan's Joanne Hsu.
Even though they feel like this inflation situation is dire, they're largely expecting a recession. They are telling us their income expectations are strong. They don't expect to lose their jobs.
If consumers see clear signs of that changing, Hsu says expect them to tighten their wallets pretty darn quick. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.